The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Travis Walton is here. His book, Fire in the Sky, the movie Fire in the Sky, coming in November. We have that special event, the Sky Fire Summit.
Yeah, www.skyfiresummit.com.
I can't wait, Travis. It's really going to be fun. I love Heber. It's a beautiful area up there. I've camped all along the Mogollon Rim from Turkey Creek all the way west, just down the road from my house. We're talking about this person that came forward that kind of gives a hint that there may have been some sort of government activity going on, some sort of covert military activity going on in and around the area on the Mogollon Rim where this incident occurred in November 75. And I have a question from Harry Newton, calls himself Hand. He's one of our dedicated posters at forum.theparacast.com. And his first question is, have you ever been questioned by, quote, a government agency, unquote, regarding the construction, performance, or control of the UFO that you were taken aboard? Or I would expand it and say, has anyone from the military or the government ever quizzed you about your experience?
No, and you know, that's what's really strange, is that they've been so totally hands-off. And I'm not even trying to suggest that there's any reason for it, but even my foremost detractor just harassed other members of the crew and never once attempted to contact me at all. Never a word. You're
talking about Phil and Klass?
There was a Freedom of Information Act request on his FBI file, and it turns out that he was under investigation a number of times for revealing classified information. And they chose not
to. Who are you talking about here?
We're talking about Philip Klass. He was under investigation by the FBI for revealing classified information in connection with his job as an editor at Aviation Week and Special Technology.
Right.
There's a memo in the file from the director of the FBI, J. Edgar Hoover, to the director of the Central Intelligence Agency, basically turning the matter over to them. They were saying in there that they were deciding not to prosecute because to discuss these security breaches in court would, further compromise the secrets. But
right, would bring
attention. People are prosecuted for this all the time, and all they do is swear in the judges and everybody involved, You would not ever be able to prosecute anyone for revealing classified information if that was the criteria that, to prosecute it would further bring it out. So it's standard CIA recruitment tactics to gain control of someone or influence over them to have some sort of prosecutable offense as leverage. And, I'm not saying that I think that they turned him into a skeptic, but they certainly gained the ability to direct his activities and maybe help him out, because some of his efforts to discredit me,
speaking of efforts to discredit you, was it the Montel Williams show in the mid-90s that you and Mike were on, where Klass was sitting there foaming at the mouth in the front row? Was that the show?
That was a Larry King show, and that was coincidentally right after that military intelligence guy called me up.
Right, because
Philip Klass was never spoke to me. He was in another part of the studio, brought in by a monitor, never addressed me, and I never addressed him. And to the day he died, he never attempted to call me or write to me or phone me up or anything. And that was his modus operandi, you know, is to call up UFO experiencers and try to trip them up or in some way, you know, misquote them, creatively edit what they say to make it look like they said something they didn't. But not a single letter, not a single phone call from him, even though he harassed Mike. And one of the guys on the crew, the youngest guy, he was actually offered $10,000 from Philip Klass to discredit the incident. Money that was never exchanged because, of course, there was nothing to discredit. But this $10,000, well, I call it a bribe, was pushed for quite some time to try to get Steve to say something to discredit the case. And, you know, there's a whole lot of things that, you know, about Klass's activities that just don't square with somebody simply researching for an anti-UFO book. I mean, he invested way too much money in it. Flying to Texas and taking Steve out to dinner. And where's this $10,000 going to come from, you know? I doubt he made that much off of an anti-UFO book.
Well, he made a bet with Stanton Friedman that he lost and paid him $1,000, so...
Well, he bet me, and I proved him wrong, but he never paid me. But
right.
Wait a minute, Travis, maybe he needed the money to pay off Stanton.
Well, that leads me to another question from one of our listeners. You know, I've noticed here in the last 5 years that other members of the crew that witnessed this event have come forward finally and have decided to become publicly acknowledged for their role in this event. What sort of relationship now do you have with those original crew members that were out there logging with you?
Well, that's the big hole in Klass's collaborator theory, is that we were never a group of buddies working together. We didn't even hang out together when we were off the job. We were there as coworkers, and, you know, so I'd really lost touch with a lot of these guys to the point where, you know, it was after a couple of them died, it was months before I found out about it. Alan Dallas is no longer with us, and Dwayne Smith has passed away. So I'd always thought it would be great to get everyone together again, you know, and, you know, have some sort of a, you know, comparing notes or whatever after all these years. But, you know, now that a couple of them passed away, that would be rather incomplete. But the most recent production that got most of the crew and a lot of people who had never been interviewed at all was the sci-fi series Paranormal Witness. They did an hour and a half just on my case, you know, for the first time going outside their 1 hour format. And it was really the best of dozens of documentaries that have been done in the last 39 years.
I'm going to want to ask you more about this in this segment, then we'll get into this further next time. You mentioned someone who took a polygraph test administered by Paramount Pictures. You also were subjected to what, two polygraphs?
Five. I've passed five different lie detector tests by three different examiners, all of whom had extensive years in law enforcement. And, you know, at the time that the crew passed, the president of the American Polygraph Association said that the odds were 1,000,000 to 1 of there being any mistaken verdict when you've got six people being tested on the same issue. But now there's been 16 passed tests in connection with this incident.
Now, the reason I ask you that is that it had been reported that you had a problem with one of these tests.
Oh, yeah. Early on, you know, there was a test. It was during the period of time when I was extremely, you know, on the verge of a nervous breakdown that, you know, the psychiatrists were saying there's no way a test at this time could be valid. And turns out that the examiner was really not qualified, and his test results have been reviewed by, you know, three of the top experts in the world. And, you know, it was just riddled with errors, and they totally discount his opinion on the matter.
And so if you look at the totality, you came through pretty good. Let's talk more about this in a moment. We have Travis Walton joining Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Neighbors, are you tired of dealing with a slow web hosting provider? Well, check out A2 Hosting and their screaming fast Swift Server platform. They even have SSDs that load pages 300% faster than the competition. Ready to give your site a speed boost? Well, tell you what, neighbors, head on over to a2hosting.com. That's A2, that's number two, a2hosting.com. Check out their Prime Hosting account. And get this, neighbors, they're even giving you an exclusive 25% off discount for all our listeners. 25%. And remember, their Guru Crew support team is standing by 24/7, 365 days a year to answer any of your questions. Now, to get the discount, use the coupon code GENE when you check out.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Chris there takes kind of a E.T. kind of tone there. Right, Chris? Is that your E.T. voice or a trickster voice?
No, I won't do the trickster voice. I get dogged too much every time.
He couldn't help it. He couldn't help it. Travis Walton is with us. We have that event coming in November. Skyfire Summit with all those guests. Great guest list. This is as good as you get. I mean, you know, we have a few debates with a few of the people who are over there, at least one of those people, but this is about as good as you get when you have a UFO conference. In fact, I think you're doing a lot better than MUFON on this one, Travis.
Well, I heard that kind of went badly, but these things happen.
Well, you know, I think they don't vet their guests anymore. They're looking for box office. And this is a difficult thing, too. You're having this in a small town that's not an easy trip. It's not near an airport, for example. So do you think that's going to hurt the potential attendance?
Well, I've been to some pretty popular conferences where I had to drive an hour or two, you know, from the airport to get there. So I don't think that's all that much of a problem. It's a little bit out of the way, but, you know, right up the highway, it's, you know, just a couple hours from the airport.
Right, and you're going to be running shuttle buses or shuttle vans to and from the airport, too, if I remember from the promo material.
Yes.
Yeah, and anybody who thinks that Heber is out of the way obviously never attended Lou Farish's Eureka Springs conference that went for 25, 30 years down in Arkansas. I mean, that was a hike to the Fayetteville Airport. And the scariest airplane ride I ever had was going from Fayetteville to Dallas during an ice storm with a supercell that spawned 13 tornadoes. The stewardess aboard the flight retired after that flight. So I'm not saying that's going to happen going to Phoenix and then shuttling your way up to Heber. But, Travis, I'm really looking forward to it. I think that the Skyfire Summit idea is a good one. It's a beautiful part of Arizona. It's not saguaro cactus. We're in verdant pine forest, ponderosas. And, you know, having camped right there in that area, it's really one of the most beautiful spots in Arizona, especially to have a conference of this sort.
You know what, Chris? Yeah, maybe what I'll have you do, Chris, is I will close my eyes and you'll drive me there.
Well, we'll just teleport you, Gene. How's that?
Scotty, beam me up. He never said, by the way, Captain Kirk, beam me up, Scotty. It was always a variation. One of those urban legends that didn't come true.
Play it again, Sam.
That's right.
He never said, play it again, Sam.
Yeah. No, he said, play it, Sam, just like you used to or something like that, yeah.
I kept listening to that movie, and I thought they must have edited that segment out of it. It's not what I was supposed to hear.
Well, okay, we're going back to our question bank, which is where listeners to the Paracast can go on the forums at forum.theparacast.com, and you, too, can ask questions of our esteemed guests. And, Travis, this is a real pleasure. And thank you so much for, agreeing to be on the show. And this comes from Stagger Lee, who's one of our longtime posters at forum.theparacast.com. And he's wondering what your opinion is of abduction research that has now blossomed in the intervening almost 40 years. And he's wondering, what do you think of the work of Bud Hopkins, David Jacobs, John Mack? Were these guys on to the truth of the phenomenon or what?
Well, you know, as I said before, you know, there's a mix of truth and something else. And, and I don't mean necessarily falsehood. You know, there's what's actually happening and some things that are being mistaken for what's happening. But, you know, there's a core reality here that's very important to research. I think there's far more reports than there are, you know, actual incidents. But, you know, it's inevitable, you know. I don't think that in any way discredits the reality of the phenomenon, you know. People who are out prospecting for gold run across all sorts of things they think might be it, but, you know, only gold is gold, and there is some authentic cases that really need study out there, and that's, you know, what really needs to be done as far as ufology and the researchers is to, you know, have more stringent protocol as far as trying to separate out, you know, what's worthy of research and what's not.
Yeah, you think?
but you know, people, this error in thinking permeates our culture. If O.J. Simpson goes in and is found not guilty, people say he was found innocent. No, he wasn't. That's not the same thing at all. To say that something is worthy of research and these aren't is not the same as saying these other cases are untrue. Many of them are will be true, but they're just not the kind of evidence with that you can deal with to know one way or the other. You know, our legal system really needs to, be fine-tuned in the terminology. You know, not guilty is not the equivalent of innocent. Skeptics make this. The skeptics say, if you can't prove this is true, if I can prove that you can't prove it's true, then I have proved it's false. And that's just bad reasoning. You know, the inability to prove that something's true does not prove that it's false.
You know, I agree. Absence of evidence is not evidence in that regard. Well, here's a question from Psychedelic Alchemist, who's a poster at forum.theparacast.com. And this is an interesting question. I don't think I've ever heard anyone ask you this before. Since, 39 years ago, have you had any other UFO sightings or any sort of contact or any other event that you felt was high strange, out of the ordinary, maybe observing a sighting event that you couldn't explain? I'm sure that you've been, very diligent in, keeping your eyes open as you go through your everyday life. Have you ever had any more sightings or any sort of event?
Well, all these years I've been asked that question, and I've always said, that if anything more was to happen, I wouldn't tell anybody. But I did have a sighting in February that I will admit to because I had two people with me. I was leaving a MUFON meeting in L.A. We were driving up the 5 towards the 10, and this sounds almost unbelievable, but one of these giant triangular-shaped craft came down to, to the west of the 5 towards us, stopped over the top of us, flying very low, gigantic, sort of turned, and then, by then it was over the roof of the car and couldn't see what happened after that. It was clearly visible, unmistakable, and I was just astounded that, something flying over that gigantic over a city the size of Los Angeles, there would be all kinds of reports, but you know what? People just don't look up. But when I got home, my son went on this website called UFOstalker.com, and there was a whole cluster of sightings right there. They had a Google map type thing on the site showing that, there was about a dozen sightings right at that spot at that time.
Let's break it here, Travis, and we'll get into more of this. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also print catalogs. Convert from so many formats I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's L-E-M-K-E Soft.com. LemkeSoft.com. L-E-M-K-E Soft.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. Legal. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze-Dry Guy. On sale this month, our 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew. Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze-Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This is Kurt Seven, the author of UFO Mysteries, and you're listening to the Paracast.
You ever think here, we always hear the claim that since so many people have smartphones, we've got the brand new iPhone 6 just came out this week, Travis Walton, and the key thing about it is that it has a better camera. And the bigger one, the iPhone 6 Plus, has optical stabilization, so you can take great high-definition movies. But the problem with smartphones, as you know, is that people are looking down at their smartphones. They're not looking up in the sky to see something they might want to photograph.
Well, you know, it's interesting that, you know, Tracy Torme commented to me recently about this, and he really thinks that the occupants of these craft, you know, with their technology, have actually modified their behavior because of the existence of cell phones and cameras like that. If the crew had, you know, if this happened when cell phones exist, there would have been seven cameras going there.
Would have been on Facebook within a couple of hours.
The NSA knows where every single one of these cell phones is. Certainly this technology, hundreds of thousands of years ahead of us, could do the same thing and, you know, either avoid them or even actually reach in there and tamper with what's being recorded.
You know, that begs a question. Why do they even have lights at all? They don't need to have lights like a Christmas tree or, you know, unless it's some sort
you
of...
You know, I've talked about that subject here recently. You know, you've got the two extremes, the skeptics who say if this was real, they'd land on the White House lawn and say, here we are. And then I bring up the point that with a technology hundreds of thousands or millions of years ahead of us, as Michio Kaku points out, that, you know, quit imagining them as being a few hundred years ahead of us. You know, with their technology, they could do everything they want to do here and remain completely undetected. Now, they're doing neither. They're neither remaining undetected and they're not landing on the White House lawn. And I theorize, my theory is that they are playing this peekaboo sort of barely verifiable, provable sorts of sightings on a continuing basis for a purpose. And it's related to this science fiction thing of non-interference directive, that there's a conditioning program going on here. We're getting accustomed to the idea that we're not alone in a way that won't be as incredibly disrupting as it would be if they were to land on the White House lawn. Now, okay, well, if that were to happen, half the world wouldn't go to work tomorrow.
Yeah, and the other half wouldn't believe that it was true. They would think it was just some sort of, some sort of disinformation program.
Yeah.
Well, that kind of brings up a question here that we have from Alien Esquire, who's a recent poster here at forum.theparacast.com. And he's wondering if you believe that the general public's perception of your encounter has changed over the last 39 plus years. And if so, has this public perception helped or hurt your ability to promote awareness of these types of events? And what, if any, effect has the ufological community's perception of your encounter had on your ability to actually communicate to people about what happened to you?
Well, I think that, to answer the last part first, that, some of what goes on in the ufological community has muddied the water a bit, because there are, some rather outlandish claims out there that, we get branded. If the news media comes to a conference and there's a guy with a tinfoil hat or a wire pyramid on his head, that's the guy that's going to be on the news that night. They're not going to talk to the rational, well-reasoned, scientific-minded person who's giving good reasons for why this is a respectable area of study. But to answer the first part of the question, yeah, over the years, there's been a definite improvement in the acceptance of what happened to me. I think due in part because I've written a book that took every single allegation the skeptics made head on and refuted them with some solid documentation. But, also, back when this happened, they weren't for certain there was a single planet outside of the solar system. Astronomers, of course, theorized that other stars probably had planets, but even the Drake equation had far lower numbers than has been borne out by Kepler. NASA announced in the last year that it's a virtual certainty now that most stars have about a dozen planets going around them. And they've even been able to determine which ones are possibly Earth-like. And so, this understanding, this dawning awareness, has changed the public attitude. The likelihood that we're, completely alone and all those little sparkly things in the sky at night are just there to give us something to look at, is an absurd notion and rather egocentric. I think, acceptance of the whole idea in general has grown, and the fact that a lot of false rumors have been dispelled over the years has contributed to greater acceptance. And, I'm feeling it on the local level, too. People come up to me and shake my hand and say, I always supported you, but only now am I coming forward with the confidence to say so publicly,
Yeah, well, this brings up the whole subject of public perception of ufological events and how the media, when it gets involved, tends to ratchet up the fear element, ratchet up the suspense, the drama. Here's a question from Stagger Lee, who, again, is a poster at forum.theparacast.com, where you can ask questions of our guests. He's wondering about the film Fire in the Sky. And he says, I understand the producers took great liberty in recreating your experience aboard the saucer. And he's wondering if you had any say over this, whether you were able to be involved.
No. I had no say over that. And, I tried to exert some of that influence and almost got myself barred from the set. Now, once you sign your rights away, that's the way it is. And it's not just me. Michael Crichton wound up walking off the set of several of movies that were made from his books because of disagreements with. But it's understandable that Hollywood is not going to put someone else in the driver's seat when they've got millions of dollars to invest. To them, it's a business, and they're not going to allow me to have any sort of veto power. It just doesn't happen. And, even at the most highest level with writers and people having their books made into movies. So I had no control over that. However, I am looking to get a remake of the movie done, and I've
had cool
people email me to expressing that desire, and so I'm collecting all those emails, and one day I will take them to the studio and say, you know, there's definitely an interest out there in seeing something that sticks more true to what really happened.
The only hope you have here, Travis, is that Hollywood running out of ideas is regularly mining older films to do remakes.
Yeah, rebooting.
Oh, yeah.
You were saying, Chris?
Remakes rule.
I said, let's reboot the whole scenario. Because I know, talking with Tracy over the years, that he was very, very upset with the portrayal of the actual events that occurred as you remember them aboard the ship. That, in fact, there was even talk about some sort of legal injunction at one point. Well, do you think that the fact that Hollywood takes these cases, yours in particular, but cases in general, and, you know, goes through this embellishment, this ratcheting up the fear, or they do their own Hollywood spin on it. Do you think that this has, in your case, do you think this has diminished your case in any way? Are you okay with how your events aboard the ship were portrayed in the movie?
Well, you know, I was extremely disappointed at the time, and I did receive some backlash. Although, at the time, my reaction to it as being so horrific and so, you know, terrorizing was pretty accurately, you know, it left people with the feeling that I had at the time. But over the years, you know, realizing that it was probably more about reviving me than just, you know, taking me aboard to experiment on me or torment me, that evolving consciousness, you know, awareness is something that I think needs to be redone. And so, you know, the fact that the movie was made at all did open up people's willingness to take a look at the facts and follow up on, you know, reading the facts I put down in the book. And so in that sense, it helped to get the truth out there.
We have Travis Walton joining Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
this alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
This is Leslie Kane, and I'm with the Coalition for Freedom of Information, and you are listening to the Paracast.
We have Travis Walton joining Gene and Chris in the Paracast. We've asked him over the years to get over here and talk with us, and we're happy that he's come aboard. I think you're getting put through the ringer in terms of questions, Travis, but you know your stuff, and you're coming through great. Let's move on, Chris.
Travis, let's go ahead and talk more about the Skyfire Summit. You have an incredible lineup of experts. What sort of criteria did you kind of tick off in your mind about how to inaugurate what I'm assuming you're hoping is an annual event in a fairly obscure part of Arizona? I mean, what do you see for the Skyfire Summit? And again, what sort of criteria did you use to select your speakers? And where do you see this particular conference going in the future?
Well, you know, there was a huge number of speakers to choose from. And what I was after, you know, having something here on my home turf, you know, I know this is going to be, you know, attended nationally, but I was also very conscious of making this sort of an Ufology 101 sort of an introduction to the field. And I wanted people who would take the basic facets of the field of study in general and kind of you know, put the best foot forward as far as, you know, laying the groundwork for people to have a broader basic understanding of what's really going on.
Okay, I also want to ask you here in terms of this kind of event. Now, I guess one of the impediments, of course, to getting a large attendance is that you have to charge a fair price to cover the travel costs of the guests. They don't just fly from disparate parts of the country for free. Does that ever serve as a problem, too, about the fact that you've got to charge enough to be able to cover your costs, and that might be a lot more than some people are prepared to pay?
Yeah, that is a daunting thing, but you know, people need to understand our cherished goal is to break even. You know, we just got to pay the bills, and you know, even the venue is to rent is, you know, over $1,000 a day. So, you know, there's a lot of overhead, and that's where it's all going. But I think people will find it's well worth the experience because there's a, you know, a whole wealth of material being presented here.
Do you get a lot of media attention so far on this?
Well, we're having a film crew from France come in. They're filming a feature film, and it's going to be, you know, the conference is going to be a little bit of the backdrop for their docudrama. Well, it was it's actually a fictional film, but it, you know, it's more reality based. And then there's also a major magazine from France sending a writer over, and there's another number of other film crews and Hollywood types going to be present, but still quite early. I've invited the actor who played me, D.B. Sweeney, to come, and I haven't heard back from him yet, although his agent contacted me about joining him on the autograph circuit here recently. And I also invited the Grammy winner, Sonny Moore, also known as Skrillex. And I spoke at his birthday party in L.A. here recently, and they said maybe, so I'm waiting to hear back from them about them, you know, having an autograph session together, say on the 5th or 6th. And it's just, you know, we're getting a late start here, and, you know, things are developing day by day. You know, new things are coming in because we just barely announced. But the website is up now, and it's full functioning as far as signing up for the first day. And so,
and we're going to have a direct link to the conference site to allow people, you know, the chance to find out more and to sign up and come to the conference. And I invite everybody to come, say hello, meet Travis, you know, listen to these great presentations that'll be there. Travis, we've had a number of questions on the forum that you know, you are not living in a mansion. You have not become a wealthy man, you know, promoting your case. You don't make your everyday nut your living from this. What do you tell people that say, oh, Travis, he came up with this whole thing just to make money, to become famous? You know, you have your detractors that want to know how much money you made off Fire in the Sky, how much money you've made off your appearances and stuff. What do you tell people that claim that you're only in this for the money?
Well, you know, I made less off the movie than some of the minor actors. And, you know, overall, I would say this thing has hurt me financially over the years. It certainly cut off a lot of avenues that I might have had in my life. And even now, like I said, you know, with the conference, break even is our goal. And heck, if I didn't have my pension from the Steelworkers Union, I couldn't pay my bills. So, you know, no, it hasn't made me rich, never will. But that's, you know, right now, for so many years, I groused about the burden that, you know, having had this happen, that, you know, with all the problems and everything, I've come to realize that there's a responsibility that comes with it. And I'm hoping to make a positive difference in the world as far as making people aware of the truth and how to get it.
So you're not running around saying, ain't it awful?
Well, not anymore. You know, I've got to accept, you know, what is, you know. You can't run away from it anymore. It's not going to go away. I've tried that, you know, quit talking about it for a few years, and all it does is leave the stage free for people to, you know, get out there and say things that aren't true. So,
did you ever think the incident would repeat itself sometime in your life?
Well, God,
you mean
God? I hope not.
With somebody else, but with me.
With you, did you ever think that maybe this is all going to happen again? I mean, there are stories here of people who have been abducted by "quote unquote" UFO aliens, and it happens again and again and again.
Yeah, what about your kids? Have anyone else in your family had any sort of sighting experiences or up close encounters?
Yeah, I'm pretty protective of my family, so you know. And even to that extent, you know, even if it was to happen to me again, I've often said I doubt I would even make it public. You know, I really had no choice in my case. People say, oh, he's a publicity seeker. Well, you know, right after this happened, I avoided the media. And then they acted like, well, he's got something to hide. And then as soon as you come out, well, you're a publicity seeker. So, you know, you can't win.
Wherever you go, You're damned if you do, damned if you don't. Travis Walton, tell our listeners where they can find more information about your UFO convention event, the Skyfire Summit.
Well, I have my own website, TravisWalton.com, but the conference is www.SkyfireSummit.com.
SkyfireSummit.com. Let me just tell our listeners, we do have a link at the Paracast forums and at theparacast.com to that site, and also to Travis-Walton.com, which is his regular site. So either way, you click the link, you can get there and learn more about the conference. And as I said, I'd like to go there, probably have Chris drive me with my eyes closed because I don't like mountainous roads. And every time I don't visit Chris's home. You know, he's 2 hours away. I don't go there because I just don't dig that. Hey, we've got to tell our listeners also that if you want to ask questions of our guests, you go to forum.theparacast.com. That's forum.theparacast.com. And by the way, we've got something special going on here. Chris is giving away a free copy of one of his books, Secrets of the Mysterious Valley, ebook version. The ebook version of Secrets of the Mysterious Valley. If you go to theparacast.com, theparacast.com, sign up for our weekly newsletter. It is free. Within a day or two, we'll send you out a copy of the book. Thousands of people have already taken advantage of it because our mailing list is growing by leaps, bounds. Did I say leaps and bounds? Also, check out Chris's site, OurStrangePlanet.com. That's OurStrangePlanet.com. Of course, his most recent book is Stalking the Herd. And by the way, maybe when we get Travis on the next time, we'll talk about the cattle mutilations happening in the 70s around the time of his UFO encounter. We didn't have the time this time. Travis Walton, thanks for joining us on the Paracast.
Well, see you next time.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. UnseenNow's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
You know it's coming. The signs that you're starting to age. The wrinkles that weren't there before. Those sudden lines. But what if you could hold back those signs for years to come? That can happen with a proprietary new anti-aging complex that reinvents looking younger. It's like a delete button for your wrinkles. Our philosophy is simple. No wrinkles allowed. Call 1-844-500-0815. That's 1-844-500-0815. Or go to nowrinklesallowed.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.